Papua New Guinea's West New Britain province is facing a stern test of its ability to cope with disaster after the latest eruption of Mount Ulawun. The volcano erupted again at the weekend following another major eruption back in June, which prompted mass evacuations from nearby villages. Johnny Blades reports.
Mount Ulawun's latest eruption was bigger than June's, although similar to that event, it quickly settled back from stage 3 to 1 of risk level. However, ash fall between 12 and 15 centimetres thick in some parts has contaminated crops and water supplies over a 15-kilometre radius around the volcano. The coordinator of the Provincial Disaster Committee response team, Wilfred Augustine, says an estimated 15,000 people are now displaced, mostly taking shelter in 5 care centres outside the danger zone.
All people are outside of the danger zone. Our only challenge here is how best we could supply them with the food supplies and non-food items. Basically, canvases, water containers, hygiene kits for females and children, and also food items.
The volcano disaster has had a devastating effect on the local economy, which is heavily reliant on oil palm production. The biggest company working in the affected region is Hagi Oil Palm Limited. Also hurting are local smallholder farmers who work with the company, such as John Marcus, whose family lives close to the volcano's base and have had to move out from their plot to a care centre.
But for now we are affected, meaning we're not doing any harvest at all. We sell fruit to Hagi Oil Palm. Because of the eruption, the European Union would not be accepting our oil now. Hagi has stopped processing as well.
Wilfred Augustine says heavy rains of recent weeks have compounded the province's problems.
We had a heavy flooding. It washed out two of our main bridges connecting Kinde and Diara. So my team has had to travel and cross the rivers, swim across the rivers to catch another vehicle, come to the second bridge, cross that river again and get another vehicle to come to the disaster site, the volcano site. So it's currently logistical support and relief supply is a real problem for us.
While the Works Department and partners such as the Red Cross and UNICEF are helping with logistics or relief supply, John Marcus says the province was clearly unprepared for the disaster.
We were never prepared. So was the disaster. It's in the tropics. It rains a lot. But we were not prepared. It's the PNG government's blind eye and the provincial government's blind eye on this disaster relief efforts.
Mr. Augustine says while it's only village elders who can remember an eruption of Mount Ulawun resembling the cracking ferocity of the latest eruption, the province needs to be better prepared in future.
It has really tested the abilities of the authorities to respond. Also, it has put our response plans into question. We need to re-look at the response plan, our planning in terms of emergency or evacuation for that matter.
While the provincial disaster team is still assessing the extent of the damage, Mr. Augustine says people remain in shock and on alert for another major eruption. This is Johnny Blades.